Welcome, everybody. Hi, this is Tammy. I just wanted to welcome you to the Sunday Blessing Call with Yeshua, and today's date is June 23rd, 2013. Glenda is on a much-needed R&R and has asked Chris, Jenny, and I to facilitate today's blessing call. She'll be back next week, and sends her love to all of us. So I just wanted to get Chris and Jenny to say hi.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome.
So I think what we'll do is we'll just go ahead and open up the Q&A if you guys have questions and comments. And I think you know what to do, but I'll tell you again. You just press star 6. And then you wait for a pause and an indicator to press 1. And then you can come into the queue, and I'll open up the lines. Anyway, we just wanted to let you know that there's an open format today, and whatever you would like to say or comment on is totally all right with us.
Yeah, I would add, too, that if you've never called, to go ahead and give it a try. Maybe you have a blessing in your life that you'd like to share, or an expression of gratitude, or, of course, a blessing request as well.
It's so cool what Desmond was talking about before we came on, that a communion between mind, body, and soul. He expressed that so well. It was wonderful.
I know, I heard him talking, and it looks like Desmond is the first in the queue, so I'm going to open up Desmond's line, and you're on.
Hi, Tammy and Chris.
And hi, Desmond.
Hi. I was just curious, I was talking with Chris, and I lost a lot of energy when I went through my hard times. How is it possible to, like, rebuild my body and soul connection to a point where my heart is, you know, being the expression of my whole entire life or whatever again?
Well, what do you think, Desmond? How do you think that you can do that?
I think that it's a gradual process of reuniting will with spirit. And connecting with nature and eating healthy and taking care of my body and my relationships with my family and trying to keep appreciate other people that are trying to support me and love them. Another thing I was kind of wondering is how do I make, like, I try to make friends all the time, and I'd love to make friends and have, like, being able to dance, you know, with them spiritually, in a sense. And, you know, be open to the, like, this, Chris and I were talking about how, the greatest expression of body and soul is, like, a dance. And I was just wondering, how do I dance with other people in my day-to-day life?
That's a really cool question. Yeah, love that question.
Thank you.
Community, that's what you're really talking about, is community. What do y'all think, Tammy, Jenny?
Well, I actually think that when Desmond is just being Desmond, the love that he is, he just pulled in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So be yourself.
Yeah, I agree. I also think if we can, you know, Glenda's talked in the past, in recent blessing calls actually, about having conversations with God, and I think that the more that we can connect to God, and have conversations and learn how to talk and to listen or express ourselves and to hear what God has to say, then it sort of becomes like the ground of or the basis of conversations that we have with all of life, including with others in our relationships. And it feels like a great place to start. At least that's my first thought. And spending time every day to be in the quiet, still place, to breathe deeply and to listen. Does that resonate at all?
Yeah, it resonates deeply. My question is like sometimes I ask God for things and God says no, but when I keep asking for the same thing and he keeps saying not yes. And so when do I learn to get to please God and be like, yeah, he's like, oh yeah, that's you're in harmony with right action and you're choosing what's right for your life, and how do I correct my life so that I'm living a more harmonious life with God?
Annie?
Well, it really is a process, and it really does come down to entering your heart and letting that speak to you every day. And mm-hmm. as far as God saying it's not time yet, that's a lesson in patience. And so it's one of the most difficult lessons, I think. And really, if you're hearing God speak to you, there's a bigger picture, and he sees it. And just allow him to work through you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Love you, Desmond. I'm going to go on to the next caller. It looks like area code 647. You're on.
Hello, this is Helen from New Zealand.
Hi.
Hello, Helen.
Hi. My question is, it seems to me that it's very important for all beings who want to make the world a better place to learn the art of blessing and, you know, in the interest of synergy and the power of groups doing things together, it perhaps would be better if people blessed in similar ways rather than, like myself, I just do it the way I think in my mind or in my heart that it's a good way to bless. So since this is a blessing call, is there a particular blessing routine or system or format that is a wise way for all of us to adopt so that we can have that exponential power to make a big difference on the planet for humanity and all beings?
Absolutely.
Helen, this is Chris. You know, Glenda taught us a particular sequence and routine, just like you're talking about, and we all do that. But she strongly says what it is just it opens up your heart, and that's the main focus, is going as deep as you can allow yourself into your heart. And communicating with Yeshua, with the Spirit at that level, your intent for blessing, and then just let that flow out of you. And from the perspective of the Blessing Giver group, that blessing flowing out of us is coming from the Spirit through Yeshua straight out. And just hold that in your heart. I would think. Does that help at all?
Yeah, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah, I think it has to have a cumulative effect.
I just feel it would be really good for people all around the world to consciously do it, say, every time they wake up in the morning and just before they go to sleep at night, or at a certain time of day, like midday. If everybody did it every day, I think it would make such a huge positive impact on the planet.
It would. To make that a priority and to be that our the main focus of your day, every day, there's so much power in that.
But as far as I'm aware, there isn't an agreement that people will do it with that intention at a specific time of day. You know, there doesn't, is there? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is, and I just don't know about it.
Well, actually, there is. Jenny, do you want to explain about our blessing calls?
We have this call that we all participate in on every Sunday, of course, and we can take the energy, I think, of this call, this blessing that we receive and that we give, and spark into that during the week. You know, like we're connecting up into a great grid of energy and love. And I also think that as we are being the love that we are in our own unique ways and connecting with God and the God of our understanding in our own unique ways, I think that is really enough. You know, I don't think that, I think a lot of times our minds want to control how love is expressed. Sometimes, and I think that it, you know, if we just connect, you know, go into our hearts as we've been talking about, and have that intention that everyone can do that as well, that we'll start to see more and more of the changes that we want, and noticing differences around us and in our communities and in our worlds, and having gratitude and amplifying that gratitude, I think really, we are doing it. You know, I think that will take us a long ways too. And it makes me also think of what is a blessing. And it seems to me that it's like the flowering of our unique love. And I think when we are being the love that we are, that that alone is a way of connecting to the rest of the love that's present in the world. So
I agree.
I had a thought about what Glenda said. The either two blessing calls ago or longer. That creating that, she called it the body of Christ, but when you're connecting in your heart, the community you're talking about, Helen, I think, is actually being created on such a higher level in that body of Christ that it's really just spreading and spreading the more people that tune into it. So that solidarity exists there, even if it can't always exist, you know, specifically down here.
Mm. Yeah, and also in the realm of spirit, time doesn't exist. So if you just keep connecting and others keep connecting, we're all in the one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. And I think focusing on the blessings and what we are experiencing rather than feeling what we are lacking, that's really where to focus. When we honor blessings honor blessings, and love honors love, so when we take the freedom that we have, the blessings that we have, whether it's just a little window in our dark basement or whatever we can notice and appreciate, then that's enough. You know, that's saying already that life is in the process, that love is in action. So appreciation is a long ways. Sorry, what's that?
Thank you, Helen. We're going to go to the next caller, if that's okay.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you.
So to answer your question, Tammy, to remind everybody too that we do have there is a group of blessing givers, and maybe Chris and Tammy, you can speak to this as well. We meet every day actually, and if you all wanted to, you could certainly connect with that energetically. It wouldn't be a call that you would call into, but like this blessing, you can always connect into that the energy of the blessings that happen. And then later on in the call, I guess we can talk about, or we can talk about it right now, about other ways that you can connect. There's the Facebook site or page, Christ Blessing, two words, that if you are on Facebook, you can connect up with that. And that's a place that you can request blessings and connect with other people. Actually, that would be a great place to amplify the blessings. And there's also the ChristBlessing.org site where you can post testimonials and listen to all of the recorded calls that we've had of the blessings for, I think, the past, it's been almost 3 years now, is that right? And you can point other people in that direction, and they can also receive these blessings in audio format that so many of us have been listening to live. So that's another great place to go. And I also make a little comment about I just noticed at the bottom of that page, the main page of ChristBlessing.org, that there's a little donate button at the bottom, and that's another way that we can amplify blessings and show our appreciation as well. So those are just some thoughts.
Thanks, Jenny.
Do
you have anything more to add about that?
Mm-mm.
That was perfect.
Yep. Okay, let's go on to area code 732. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Mireille.
Hi, Mireille.
Hi, guys. I just called to ask for your support and for one of my little cousins named Gilberry. You know, he has a lot of problems, and his mother, Yolene. So, you know, I just, you know, want to give you a name for the blessing. And also myself, because I don't feel too well. So, and, you know, I'm here for your own support also. And I'm very thankful and grateful for the work that you do. And
thank
may God bless you all in Glenda, okay?
Well, thank you, Mireille. We love you so much, and definitely we'll be in the blessing today, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I love you, too.
Okay, the next caller is area code 818. You're on.
Hi, everyone. It's Cynthia.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to thank the three of you for filling in today and for holding the blessing and for all the great work that you do during the week. I really appreciate that. I can't make the calls very often because of work, but I really appreciate your holding all this energy for us and grounding it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Cynthia.
You too. That's it. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Area code 701, I believe it's Mara. You're on.
Hello?
Hi, Mara.
Hi. I couldn't tell whether I was on or off mute. I'm going to say ditto to everything that Cynthia just said. And well, everybody, really. And thank you for holding the energy for this call today. And then as long as I'm on the phone, I've been listening to the conversations, and I really want to thank you for the thoughtful responses and for the thoughtful, good questions from those of you who have asked. And I'm just going to offer for Helen something that I do when I remember. And sometimes when I get busy, I change the, I don't spend quite as much time preparing for the blessings, but when I do, I ask Yeshua and all, and Glenda, and all of the higher selves of all the blessing givers and the blessing receivers, I just announce I want to be aligned with all of them at whatever time they are giving or receiving the blessings. And it helps me to feel more connected. It just does, because I think we do. Sometimes even when we're feeling out of sorts, regardless of that, I think we do connect with that unified heart, which is why we're in this blessing. And so I just offer that, and then again, I thank the three of you and all who asked questions today. Thank you.
Well, it's our honor and our pleasure.
That was beautiful, Maura. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
Love you.
Love you too.
Yeah, I love how we all support each other here. It's so great.
It is. We have several other callers, so let's try to get to them. Area code 724, you're on.
Hi, everyone. It's Linda in Pittsburgh. I just want to thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. And I wanted to respond actually to Desmond's comment earlier. It really touched me because I kind of have been, I started to read some work by Edna Ballard, and she talks about seeing harmony in the things that don't seem harmonious. And that when you do that, you actually see harmony within yourself. And so that, I just wanted to say that, and thank you.
I love that. Thank you.
Oh, me too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're on to the next caller. Area code 518, you're on.
Hi, everyone. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Hi. I guess the theme today has been about connection, and this is started from the first question and the second caller. I was wondering if you could talk about what it means to you to be the love that you are. Yeshua talks about it, and it's not emotion or a feeling. And I think being the love that we are, I'm not sure who said it earlier, but does connect us with, of course, the people that are in the community. And this Sunday blessing with Glenda has brought all of these people together who are spiritually, well, let's say more spiritually conscious, or however you want to define it. But then in your everyday life, when you are meeting other people to help raise their love and vibration and connection, I was wondering if all of you could just talk a little bit about what it means to you, or how do you be the love that you are?
Well, I can start.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, for me, being the love that I am is the confidence that I have that the rings of the heart are just glowing. And when I meet other people, I see the love that they are. Even if they are presenting in a different fashion, I do my best to see through anything they may be projecting and see only the love that they are, the unity, the love, the life, respect, honesty, justice and kindness. Those are like, for me, vibratory expressions of presence, of being. And I just have the confidence that when I am in my heart, that those are just glowing.
Mm. So you're talking about the beatitudes.
Well, this is from Love Without End, and
right.
And Yeshua expressed the rings of the heart as being those things, seven items I just mentioned, and they're not really mental constructs. They're actually vibratory energy that is the love that we are. And when we are just being ourselves, we naturally express those along with all of our aspirations of compassion, joy, acceptance, and others. So not even seeing that there is a negative in front of us, only seeing that in other people as well.
Yes, that's where I come from too. It's that for me, it's a surrendering into those dimensions of the Sacred Heart and allowing the Holy Spirit to just move me. That's the short of it for me.
I would agree.
That's wonderful. Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's see. We've only got about, I think, 3 more minutes. We can take one more caller. And that would be area code 760. You're on.
Hi, Tammy. It's Lynn. Hi, Chris and Jenny.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. You guys are doing a great job. Love your answers and love the call-ins. And I really do support what Maura has said. And it's just been wonderful. I just called in because when I heard Desmond comment at the very end about, that God wasn't maybe answering, I just wanted, maybe this will help or maybe not, but it's like I always look that God has got a bigger picture for us, and so when I go to Him, I'll ask for awakening and healing, knowing that, you know, what I may want or need is not what He's got in mind for me. And sometimes when I go to Him and I want what I want, it's like I'm keeping control and not surrendering that. So I don't know if that makes sense or if it's helpful or not, but it was just something I thought about. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Thanks. You always make sense, and I think it's very helpful. So.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
Great. Well, I think we're going to need to wrap it up. Well, maybe we've got time for one more. Let's take one more. Thanks, Lynn.
Welcome.
Okay, it's area code 321.
Hey. So speaking to coming back after a significant energy loss. Can you hear me? Cool. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Who is this?
This is Scott from Orlando.
Oh, hi, Scott.
I've been blessed to understand that kind of compression, so I can, I think, speak somewhat accurately to it. I think it helps a lot if I work at replenishing my mind, you know, through good habits and being patient and cultivating good habits. One of the things I do is... I'll take specific things. I'll zero in on specific things. The master said, along the lines of the intelligence in the heart, and along the lines of our rights and freedoms. You know, maybe even make it in on a flashcard and fix something in my mind, and then have that as a part of prayer to project that kind of love to other people too. And a couple times a day, specifically intend, Heavenly Father's, summoning Heavenly Father's love for healing, mind, body, soul. And also I just want to say thanks very much for being there so I get to learn you know, how to practice love in terms of community and be able to learn that way too. Just thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thanks,
Jeff. I'm gonna be bold enough and take one more call. Thank you, Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's area code 293. Oh, sorry, 701.
Hi. This is Paul in Fargo.
Hi, Paul.
Well, I have a I have a comment here, and that is that to me, the most wonderful aspect, I think, of God and having the opportunity to know God as my Father and Yeshua as my brother and the Holy Spirit as the one that holds everything together, I am just so, I'm thrilled all the time that I possibly can be with just the fact that every one of us is created totally uniquely. And so there is a different path for each of us, although our paths cross and we walk with people, you know, a while, and then maybe another few people for a while, and so on and so on. At any rate, I have never been an artist, and I've never been able to conform, both before I knew Yeshua and now when I do, and just love Yeshua. I realize that there are certain ways in which I want to be very compatible with other people, and in certain other ways, it's just really important for me to be utterly who I am and just let the chips fall as they may. So I'm thinking about some of the writing that that Glenda shared with us when she was speaking with Yeshua and wrote Love Without End about this doesn't mean conformity. And I think he means to a doctrinal system or some type of plan, universal plan that everybody is supposed to follow to the letter and agree on. And I just wanted to mention that because it's important to me when I'm out there living just to put the best foot forward and to have a smile for people. And I smiled at a woman in a wheelchair at a restaurant, and I just loved her. This compassion just came up from my gut, and I smiled at her when she went by the table. And somebody was pushing her in, you know, in the chair. And then after those people were about to leave, so the waiter came over and said, those people at that table, the lady in the wheelchair, bought your meal for you.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And I lost it. You know, I had to go into the restroom and just weep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a miracle just smiling at somebody. It really is.
Yeah. So I thank you very much for the session today, and it means an awful lot to me, and I'm very grateful for the work you're all doing and we're doing together.
Thank you. We are honored, like you said.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Paul.
We're doing it together. It is, we are doing it. We are being it, and it's happening, and it's just so wonderful. I'm so grateful for all of you being here, and for all of us working and being together, creating this wonderful community and wonderful life. Thank you.
I drive a truck over the road, and I'm noticing the difference, the change that is happening. People's mannerisms, people's expressions, people's energy. It is happening.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for your wonderful comments and sharing your love with us. And so we're going to do a blessing now. And Chris is going to do with the prayer.
for us and get us started.
Okay. So for anybody new, this is what happens. Please remove your shoes and socks. Unless removing your socks leaves your feet too cold, and take hats off. Sit in a comfortable position. Feet on the floor, arms and legs uncrossed. Let that energy just flow. This is a energetic transmission of the Holy Spirit through Yeshua into the blessing givers, who act as a grounding rod, putting the energy into the earth, where then it flows up through you to the divine, and then it comes back down through you into the earth. So while I'm doing an invocation, just allow your attention to fall into your heart. Let your mind take a vacation and sit and be with Yeshua. And then, as you wish, in the manner that you pray, express your heart's desire to Yeshua, that it be carried in the blessing to the divine. Now, if everybody would, we're going to start the blessing. I'll do an invocation to Yeshua, and then you'll, after the energy is complete, I'll say so, and then you'll go and rest for 7 minutes, just absorbing, letting whatever energy that Yeshua feels that you're ready to receive is going to flow into you. I like to take a few deep breaths to follow my breath into my heart. Dear beloved Yeshua, our friend, our brother, our master, the Lord of the universe, we are grateful for your presence here with us today, hearing our expressions of love, our desire for community. We offer to you our blessing, our thoughts, our prayers, that they may be exponentiated and carried throughout our world. We're grateful for moments of harmony and the connections that we feel between each other, between our communities, between you and the divine. We have special considerations for those who are experiencing illness and experiencing difficulties as they adjust to their relationship with you. We ask that you're with us as we strongly and powerfully express the love that we are. And as we do so, we're grateful that you are revealing the divine in us, to us. In your name, we pray. Amen. Now, we'll begin the blessing.
The energy transmission is complete. Go and rest 7 minutes and know that you are loved.